SCR plays the oldies just like they used to be. Scratched.
Indeed, welcome to SVR. It's a Friday afternoon and it's John Barrett here. The old miserable git who used to have the Marine down on the seafront. I do a show. I kindly get Bob to... I live up in Bridgewater now, so Bob receives it via the internet. He may have to juggle around with it a little bit. And voila, here comes the show. Now, I concentrate most weeks on vinyl, but this week's even more than that. He's a real old, these are genuine old singles I had years ago. And what I did, my stylus I had was just about getting worn out. And I thought, what can I use it for so it doesn't doesn't damage anything? Well, it probably wouldn't have anyway, but I didn't want it to sort of mess up any of my records. So I played a lot of old ones, the real old ones, which I'm probably never going to play again. So what we're going to do today is go through these. I think this is a good way to do it. Yes, and so the one I'm going to start with is by a bloke called Stan Ridgway. He had a huge hit with Camouflage back in the, late 70s, I don't remember. This was the B-side of it called Rio's Greyhound. And I used to play this one and talk over it because it was a nice one to talk over. And in those days, it was a lot easier to do as well. Now I just have to press this and I shall shut up. They would be pleased about that. And so let's start and play some of my old vinyl. And this is the first one. It'll go clink and clunk and everything.
Thank you.
Rio Greyhound by Sam Ridgway. He doesn't sing on it at all, and that's the way it went. And what I used to do as well, I would talk over that one, because it was all vinyl in those days, and you could sort of then take that one off and have the next one already tuned up and everything ready to go. Well, I'm trying to do that a bit today, but I don't really know how well it's going to go. So we shall now go on and say, here's the next track, and it's by a lady called Irma Thomas, and it's called Old Records, which again is a good summary of what we're going to hear for the next hour or so. Old Records, Irma Thomas. Say they are really old records here today. They're not old, but they're just ones that I bought I think I bought a lot of these myself. The next one I didn't, I know for certain, because Jackie Leaven, who I became a great fan of, I got all of his stuff, but a lot of his stuff I wasn't even aware of when I first got to know him, if that makes sense. And this is one of those tracks now, and I should again get a few clicks all the way through it. I expect Love Is Shining Down on Me, Mr. Jackie Leaven. See? Silence. Person you're going to hear is Sonny Curtis. A little story there. I haven't got the record with me now, but I saw him on one of our wedding anniversaries when we were down in Cornwall. I reckon it would have been 1983, I reckon it was. And the dear bloke was very patient. He signed an autograph for me and everything. And I think Sue was there as well, obviously, and I can't remember who else came with me. I think it was John Ambridge, but I wouldn't be certain. And you wouldn't know who John Ambridge was anyway, would you? So what's the point of this conversation? Let's listen to Sonny Curtis, I Think I'm In Love. Again, a little break before it starts.
I was sitting on a bar stool, sipping on a cold brew. A slow moving thing in tight fitting jeans, turning think I'm in love. Oh, Lord, I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love. She was dancing to a slow song with something hanging on, but she was looking at me with a come and get a smile and hold me for a while and sweep me right off of my feet. The low little muddy, I'm watching the way that she moves. So if you'll pardon me, please, I'm gonna roll up my sleeves. Turn on my cocktails, do. I think I'm in love, Lord, I think I'm in love. I don't even know her name, but she started a flame, and it's about to burn me up. I think I'm in love, Lord, I think I'm in love. I don't know about tomorrow, but tonight I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love, oh Lord, I think I'm in love.
I think I'm in love.
I don't even know her name, but she started a flame, and it's about to burn me up. I think I'm in love, oh Lord, I think I'm in love.
I think I'm in love.
I don't know about tomorrow, but tonight I think I'm in love.
Curtis from, I think, 1983. It would have been on September the 22nd, it was our wedding anniversary, and Sonny Curtis signed all those bits for you, as the Americans do, I think. And that's about all I can tell you about that. I'm going to move on to the next track now, and I saw this band, probably, this is one of the most recent singles I've got, probably about 2012, something like that. Philip would know for certain because he came with me as well to see Fountains of Wayne, Hey Julie. Yeah, they were good. They were really good.
Working all day for a mean little man with a clip-on tie and a rub-on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. Hours on the phone making pointless calls. I got a desk full of paper that means nothing at all. Sometimes I catch myself staring into space, counting down the hours till I get to see your face. Hey Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. How did it come to be that you and I must be far away from each other every day? Why must I spend my time filling up my mind with facts and figures that never add up anyway? They never add up anyway. With a bad toupee and a soup-stained tie, he's got me running around the office like a gerbil on a wheel. He can tell me what to do, but he can't tell me what to feel. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
Yes, Fountains of Wayne there. We saw them up in London. Next man, Mattel. And I bought this one when we were down in Cornwall. I forget what the other side of the track was called. This is the B-side, and it's by far the best side. It wasn't a hit or anything like that. It's not Streets of London, in case you think, well, I know Ralph Mattel, but you only know Streets of London. You don't know this one. Geordie's on the Road Again. Ralph Mattel.
Geordie's on the road again. Daisy roots and a tartan bag. Here from him in old New York, me you in Los Angeles. In a couple of hours will I be there. Down below he is on the road, and it may take him a love affair. It's a long road, has no name, icy clouds and mountain tops. Traveling blind, we're much the same. Turnpikes, freeways, trucking stops. Traveling just to keep from standing still, and don't know it again. All I know is that we will. May the road that leads you on, like the choice to be alone, be direction freely made, and at the right time you home. May the road that leads you on, like the choice to be alone, be direction freely made, and at the right time lead you home.
He's a Winner was the other side. I tried to remember that. It's Ralph Mattel. Really, the other side is rubbish. I just think that side is very good. Geordie's on the Road Again. Ralph Mattel. Now, the next person, I don't know where I got this one from, but it's a very good track. I've never heard of the bloke. Cry For You No More, Pat Kelly.
Easier to smile
Pat Kelly there, Cry For You No More. Now the next band, these are all 45s, there's nothing else about this. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I've recorded all these because they are a bit worn out, some of them, because they are pretty old. And this next one is by the Mighty Rumrig. And I think I got this one, and I don't really know where I got it, but I don't really know at all. Because I've seen Rumrig a few times, and occasionally they had some bits and pieces you could buy there. And this was a single that I had from them, and it was the B-side, I think. This was called April Come She Will, Rumrig. Not many people had this one, I don't think. Might even be a collector's item.
To contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, you listen to Sid Valley Radio. It's John Barrett on Friday afternoon. I was the old miserable Gill, had the marine down on the seafront. And these days I live just outside of Bridgewater, and modern technology gets all this down to Bob, and he hopefully twits around with it a bit. Tweets, anything he wants to with it anyway. And today I'm playing a lot of my old singles. As I say at the beginning of the show, these are ones that have probably got a bit worn out, or I'm never going to play again, put it like that. So I've recorded them one more time. They're all on a mini disc. So the next one is Uberman. Now, Uberman, this is quite a more recent one. Yeah, I remember, but it could have been when I was living in Froome. What's this track called? Let's have a look. Beauty of Your Soul, Uberman. Here it comes.
2, 3, 4.
Go like the queen of the road, now that you're on a road, now that you're on the
Beauty of Your Soul, there by Uberman. They were a band who, well, just trying to remember, it would be 1999, I think. They were the first band who played at the Reading Festival one year. They played on a Friday morning there. How do I know? Because Phil and Glenn went to see them and they said they were good. I think I'm right in saying that anyway. Phil and Glenn let me know to the if I'm not right. And the next one they wouldn't know anything about in that respect, because this is back in 1972, it might be 72 73. I bought this in Debenhams in Swindon of all places. I like this one very much, and I thought it was a really good track, so I bought the single. And I didn't buy many singles by then. I was bought into LPs and things like that a lot more, but this is a really good track by Harry Chapin. See if you know it.
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLDD, playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45, going on 15. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again, near the Boise, Idaho. That's how this business. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45, going on 15. Extra money, doing high school, sock hops, I'm a big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. I got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for the new toupee. There's a fire around the gut from sitting on, but it's never gonna go. Dream that I just take off in my car, but you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at WOLDD.
Yes, that one fades away very nicely. That was by Harry Chapin. It was called WOLD. And I say I reckon that was about 1972. I do know the next one's about the same time as well. I got this one before it became a hit, because it became a hit about 3 years later when it was advertised. I think it was selling Levi jeans, but I wouldn't swear to that. But it was a number one then, but when I bought it, it was a few years before that. And I got it definitely in Debenhams again. I had a soft spot for Debenhams, I think. Pretty more people didn't have a soft spot, they'd still be going, I suppose. Anyway, The Joker, Steve Miller Band.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my love in all the rocks. Ooh. Ooh.
Joker. The next track, I really don't know anything about it. I think I got it as a freebie somewhere. It's called Stylus, and my wife heard it this afternoon and said, what a load of rubbish. So I'll take her word for it. Anyway, here it comes. Band called Stylus.
I made a snowman and my brother knocked it down, and I knocked my brother down, and then we had to. I made it to the moon, my brother knocked it down, and I knocked my brother down, then we had tea. But that was not the same snow, I say. Our snow was not only shaking from whitewashed buckets down the sky, it came shawling out of the ground and swam and drifted out of the arms and hems and bodies of the trees. Snow grew overnight on the roofs of the houses like a pure and grandfather moss. Minutely ivied the walls and settled on the postman opening the gate like a dumb, numb thunderstorm of white, torn Christmas clouds.
By a band called Stylus. This is a bit back to normal now. Kingston Trio.
Time ago, where have all the soldiers gone?
Kingston Trio, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Indeed, that's a good old war sort of memory one, wasn't it? Now then, the next person is someone who you would never have heard of. I can guarantee you that, because I got given this by the gentleman himself, and he used to come in the pub when we were training in the Prince Rupert, which isn't there anymore now. I think it's the Labour Exchange in Bristol now. But in those days, there was a little music shop right beside it, and they used to come in there most days. And I also get talking to people. He gave me this demo, and I think we even put it on the jukebox there, but not this version. This is my own version, and it's called O Virginia, and it's a person called Barry St. John. Never heard of him, have you?
Going back 5 years or so, we really had it made. We were young, we were foolish and in love. Remember all the good times, Jenny, we really got along. Oh, Virginia, oh, Virginia strong. I was Marlon Brando, and you were Doris Day. We were young, we were foolish, and in love. Those days were made to last forever, but now those days have gone. Oh, Virginia, I sing a different song. Well, I've changed my song, I've changed my song, changed my song. Can't you see we're older now, our childhood dreams have gone. We're not young, we're not foolish, we're not in love. The yesterdays have gone forever, the dream we had was gone. Oh Virginia strong. Well, I've changed my song, I've changed my song, changed my song. I was Marlon Brando, and you were Doris Day. We were young, we were foolish, and in love. Those days were made to last forever, but now the days have gone. Oh, Virginia strong.
Barry St. John there with a track called Oh Virginia. Let's see, it's really a demo.
Bye.
to Chiffon Zeb, track One Fine Day, and that's really the end of the show. I've got to play one more to finish off with, and I think the poor old Stardust is wearing out a bit by now as well. So the last track is by Rod Argent, and I can't even tell you what it's called. It's a familiar piece of music. Gymnopede something number one, anyway. Rod Argent, and that's why I want to say thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. A little bit different this week, I hope. And I hope you enjoyed it as well. So on that note, I shall say goodbye and listen in again. And listen again to Sid Valley Radio all the time. It's really good. I'm sorry about me.